I look just like a Jedi. What's up? This is your boy, Jedi mind trick. And this is my wife, Jabba the Slut.
Jabba?
No, I don't know. I couldn't think of anything. That does make you sound pretty slutty.
No.
Fat? Hi, everyone. It's Saturday. It must be time for Dot Connect Podcast.
It's Saturday Night Live.
It is Saturday night. It's Saturday night and it's like 10 p.m. We are an hour late. We were having quite a problem. Evidently, you need free space on your hard drive in order to export your videos. I had no free space and somehow I was exporting and deleting stuff at the same time. So here's this file getting longer and longer as it's exporting and I'm throwing shit away like... You know, remember that that game in the Olympics, and they had the guys that were sweeping as the pucks
they
going out.
Sweep around.
That's how I was. I'm sweeping. I'm like, please, just throwing shit away. Come on.
I never understood that.
Oh, it was so stupid. What was it even called? It was like it's like shuffleboard on drugs.
Shuffle around the ball.
That might be a really fun sport, though. If you took shuffleboard and you got the old people high as fuck. And you put them on the boat, right? Every time they lose or there's a foul, you have to walk the plank. You don't jump off the cruise ship, but you have to walk on the rail.
You got to walk
on the railing for at least like 10 to 12 feet. Don't fall, boy. No one's helping you. There is no harness. You fall one way, you're breaking a hip. You fall the other way, you're swimming home, old man.
Any fall will break a hip.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. All right, what is how high are those? Like five stories at least, right?
I went on a cruise one time, the 311 cruise.
Here, speak into the mic.
Went on a 311 cruise to the Caribbean.
Yeah.
And right when we landed to Turks and Caicos, this guy jumped off.
Oh gosh, what a dumbass.
It was like six. He was on the sixth floor.
Sixth level?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. That's pretty high.
No,
right?
I'm not making fun. That's 60 feet up.
I think he broke some ribs or something.
Probably his spleen. Everyone breaks a spleen.
And then he ended up getting like aired over.
They already had him by water. Well, I would have just floated his ass down.
They kicked him off and then, you know, took him to the floor.
Yeah, man, I heard you broke our hip, boy.
Damn, maybe you end up like at Turks and Caicos and you break it up and that's it.
What a way, man. That is like... This automatically is the most memorable vacation I've ever been on. Welcome to Dot Connect Podcast.
Anytime you hit a water, oh my God.
I'm trying to figure out, do I look more like a vampire today or a Jedi? I'm so pale. Look at this. Welcome to the podcast world. I'm pasty and shitty looking. Oh God, I love my hairline too. Can I interest you in a Buick? Anyone want to buy a used car? Ding. How's everyone doing tonight? I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. I'll call you.
You're doing good.
All right. So tonight we got some crazy shit, man. We always got some crazy shit, but we are going to take it easy. I'm going to loosen up the noose a little bit. We're going to go not too hardcore, but we are going to go hardcore. I'm trying to have a little fun because we're an hour late and I'm not going to try and like, oh, I made it to school, man. I'm like the best student. No. You're already an hour late, fuckoid. You don't get to act like the best student when you're walking in an hour late, your eyes are red, you smell like shit, you fucked up. I hope everyone's doing good. Let me say hi.
It's the shirt collar.
It must be. Well, that and my lightsaber. That's a dick. You got a lightsaber in your blouse, boy? Or are you just happy to see me? What do they wear? Do Jedis wear blouses or?
They wear a cape.
I mean, what is this considered? I don't know. Hello to YouTube. Hello to Facebook. Hello to Twitch. Hello to
the world.
The world. And the physical and the spiritual and all that jazz. I'm not wearing pants. I hope you're not either. Pants are evil. Haven't you heard?
Pants are stupid.
They do some really bad things, though. Look at all the chafing. Oh, imagine the children.
If you wear pants.
Yeah, if you're wearing a pants. All right.
I think
so
if you don't wear pants.
Here's a little quick story. When I was in the Marine Corps, when you get in trouble, they're not allowed. Yeah, they really do chafe you. Oh, that's where I'm going. So they're not allowed to hit you, all right? They do anyway. They aim for your belt. They aim for your canteen.
Do they really hit you?
They are not hitting you. They're adjusting your belt really hard,
like,
you know?
Like that.
Let me get that helmet for you, boy. Yeah, yeah.
Fix that
for you. That sort of thing, yeah. Oh, you fell down. I'm sorry. Oh, I fell on you. My bad.
It's like, oh, sorry.
Yeah, that sort of thing. So They would adjust your stuff, you know. Then if they really wanted to fuck you up, what they would do is they would send you to a place called the Pit. The Pit was a humongous sand pit, all right? It was just sand. It was like playing in a sandbox. But you would have to work out in it for like a half an hour, 20 minutes, half an hour, something like that. By the time you come back into the barracks, your ass crack has sweat profusely. And all of that good old sand and the sand fleas that come with it have made its way down to all your unspeakable parts.
Those are so bad.
Oh, it's horrible. They don't let you itch. It's not like you want to anyway, because the more you itch with sand. Mm-hmm. Has anyone here had sex on the beach? I feel bad for you. It always sounds like a great idea until it happens and you realize just one grain, it's almost like fentanyl. It'll kill you, kid. Stay away from it. One grain is all you need, and you're dead. I'm talking about sand. What are you guys talking about? Love you. Let's start the show. Thanks, buddy.
So Jay Cuss says, what's with all the babbling? I guess you've never seen us live.
Yeah, you've never been here, have you?
We do a 30-minute just
30 babbling. Minutes of babbling. Yeah. That's all we do. We babble. We are
the podcast is babble.
You're babble with the most here. It's good to see you, Jake. Nice to meet you. Hey. friends, family, viewers, subscribers, and people who hate me. How are you? Boogie here. And we've got the strangeness for you today. We're starting you out with our skies of Michigan. Dude, she sent in some crazy stuff. At first, you're going to look at it. You're going to think, dude, bouncing lights, big deal, whatever. There's something different about this one, though. These orbs have faces. These orbs have personalities. I thought she was a little bit crazy. She was talking to him as she was recording, and I'm like thinking, oh, great. We got another nutcase emailing us. No, these things, if you watch them carefully and slowly, they have faces. Those faces change. Their personalities change. So as these faces were bouncing towards me, I started taking a collection of screenshots. I then took those screenshots, put them all together on, one little card, and I included that card at the end of these clips. And I couldn't help it. These clips went so good along with music. I was having too much fun with them. At one point on the first cut of this, I had something like 10 full minutes of these orbs dancing around. And then I came to my senses and probably sobered up a bit. And I told myself, Andrew, no. You cannot give people 10 minutes of bouncing orbs, no matter how fun they are to watch, no matter how interesting. Look at these faces, dude. Tell me that thing is not showing you his face. Look at that. You saw that, right? That's all faces. So yes, I paused it, I took screenshots, and then I made a little card at the end. Know your enemy. Look at those faces. Tell me those are not faces. Yes, that's dope. Thank you, Arskies, Michigan. Thank you so much. Now, this one, it's from my backyard. I don't know if you just caught it, but there are orbs all over the place in this backyard. And for a split second, you will see someone, you just missed it, walk straight down the path. I caught a full-on apparition. Now, this one's interesting. I could not figure out why these clouds were so strange. I'm recording them, I'm looking at them, and I'm thinking to myself, dude, something's not right about these clouds. Started recording them. I'm glad I did, because even when I recorded them and started watching them again, I still couldn't figure out what it was about these clouds that were so weird. So, I inverted them, I add fine edges, and I start to find all of these crazy little drones doing their things. And you're about to see them here in a second. Now, not only just drones, but these, I'm positive, mechanical insects also pitching in and doing their thing. This thing was creating clouds out of absolutely nothing. It was some sort of entity that was coming by and creating the clouds itself. You're about to see it here in a second. It is strange that that little cloud looks exactly like a plane being cloaked. And the other huger cloud looks like a dude just floating on his back. Now watch this. These drones are about to come into flight one by one in perfect rotation and formation. Sorry, these are not bugs. Bugs do not act. So this is what the clouds look like normally. No, inversion, no bind edges, nothing. This is, it is a little blue. I don't know what I added, but definitely the colors popped out. I do have it at 200 its speed, but as you can see, these clouds are forming in astronomical speeds and coming out of nowhere. There are a few times where it literally looks like something walked forward in the cloud that's got some sort of cloaking mechanism on it, creates a cloud, then walks away. You can see it here in the inversion, the inverted version. Pretty wild, man. I can't say I fully understand what I'm looking at, but it definitely looks like there are some weather drones to blame for this. You know, I've seen these things. We've theorized these things. I've caught them a million times, but I've never caught them this close and this clear and in formation flying right by my camera. I'm going to have to do a separate video on this. I'm going to have to point this one out and let you guys look really close up. We'll break it down. Next up, we got some really crazy clouds. Now, I'm not going to jam clouds down your throat. I know how much you guys love cloud videos, but I am going to take it back here in a little bit to earlier forms of the channel. I have some seriously crazy cloud busting videos I'm going to drop on you. I don't know. It just felt appropriate to me. But these clouds right here are nuts. There was a convoy of like three vehicles manned with guys on the back, manned with all sorts of technology, just floating right by me like it was a freaking insane parade. Had to show you. If you're not seeing what I'm talking about, you know what? You mess with the contrast and the brightness and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Now this is a doozy for your koozie. This is from Steve Collins. Notice at the 2 o'clock position of the sun, something explodes out of it. Something blue, something round, and something moving extremely slow. Now, the culprits are those little damn orbs. They're hiding all around the sun. And they start to show their faces the minute this thing explodes out. Are we looking at a CME? I have no idea. I'm not even sure I believe in them. But I do believe in whatever the hell this is popping out of the side of this thing. It really looks like the sun had a freaking boil on his ass and it blew up. Now, in case you need to see it closer, you know, Bugs got your back, baby. Here it is. Check it out. Our girl T-Burger has been talking about these specific sunglasses she's had for almost 30 years. These sunglasses are the truth bringer. They allow her to see lies in the skies close up and without any gimmicks or games. You don't need filters, you don't need special effects. She's finally given us a sample of exactly what she can see with these sunglasses on. You're gonna be mind blown. For you skeptics out there, here's the proof. She's really taking a picture through the sunglasses. They're insane. In case you're wondering the name like I was, I believe she called them Maui Jimmies. Something like that. I'm sure that she'll be in the comment feed correcting me any second. These are dome footages that I found. Ones I never showed you guys, but it was from the War is Coming video. And that looks like a butt blowing stardust out of it. Now, I'm sure you guys saw that wire looking thing. That is a wire coming out of the back of the sun simulator. Yes, no lie. Caught that on the dome. Pretty interesting stuff. I'm surprised I never showed it to you guys. I'm surprised. I haven't seen these. Strange. Next up, we have Laura Marcus and some amazing footage. She checks a FAA cam on a regular basis from down in Mexico in a resort in a place I cannot remember the name of. I'm sure she'll comment below. Now, on this particular day, or this particular weekend, she started to notice that there were entities that landed in the pool, and she got screenshots of them coming up out of the pool. Now, at first, you're going to look at this like it's just digital noise or interference, but I beg to differ with you. These entities are alive, well, and coming out of this residential pool that's sort of a VIP entrance, VIP pool. Look at the detail in these things. This is some predator type shit in real life. Unbelievable. This is a video clip I wanted to cover on the channel for quite some time and just never got around to it because honestly, I couldn't find it. There was only like two big channels that ever covered it. I was absolutely amazed by it and I thought it was gonna blow up and go viral. And to my surprise, no one even talked about it. It was like no one even knew about it. So this is from Exploring with Connor. He and his friend go out and they explore some sewers where I have no idea. There's not much information on this clip. But when they do, they come across a creature, an entity. I cannot imagine this is one of their friends. If this is a friend, they did a really good job of making him look grotesque, weird, and he runs extremely fast on all fours, okay? If this is not real, if this is a hoax, then they did an extremely good job. And I would say for some kids, hey, somebody needs to hire them and give them a desk job over at Paramount or Universal for making movies. I cannot imagine that this is fake, but I've been fooled before. We all have. What they're looking at right now is that they've noticed some noises. They've gone into the sewer a bit. They keep coming out, going back in. Now, this is the big reveal. All right. That entity, that being, that homeless guy, whatever you want to call him, look at this, is running on all fours and doing it damn fast. I'd be running too, Connor. Now, like I said, if this is fake, man, they do it really well, because it's a nice collection of this guy following them, them running, you screaming, and then them repeating the rinse and wash all over again. It's insane. This is unfortunately one of those clips that I had up for almost 10 minutes, so I had to really chop it down, and then I played it in 200% its speed, okay, 200%. So yes, it is playing a little fast. I want you guys to go visit this channel, check out this clip if you've never seen it before. It's scary, it's creepy, and as fast as this thing runs on all fours, I don't know how they would have faked it. Now, obviously it's running much faster now that I'm playing it at 200x speed. Yes, someone could definitely prowl and look like they look right now. That's no issue. But the thing that caught me was when it sort of floated up out of that sewer grate, and it looked like it had even gone through physical grating. Now, someone's going to be mad at me here, because I assume this is by Dragon Zuniga, because I feel like that's who showed it to me and that's where I downloaded it from. But I may be wrong, and if you are the person that shot this, and I've got this name messed up on who it is that shot it, please bear with me. I get a lot of clips. I download a lot of clips, and I get really unorganized. This, though, is an amazing clip. What you're seeing is a little itty-bitty UFO fly out of a floating sky base and stops right in the middle of the air, freezes, and then just disappears. Now, I'm not saying disappears like flies away. I'm talking disappears like changes time and space and is gone in a matter of a second, all right? Now, again, I apologize to anyone who may have been the one that shot this if it wasn't Dragon. I do want to give you credit, and I want to cover this. Now, I'm going to look closer on this. I'm going to zoom in, and you're going to see a sky base in real life. This is Sky Dome Atlantis, one of their many sky bases, all right? And we're going to see this UFO fly from this base. We're even going to see one land on it. So right now, as this thing's flying away, you're going to see one flying towards it, okay? And as this thing flies away, another one lands, seriously flies right into the middle of the sky as we watch it, freezes, and then phases out of existence. This is an amazing capture. I have no idea who did it. I'm assuming it was Dragon, because he is one of the guys that I follow on a regular basis. I love his work with the Sky Dome Atlantis and shooting the dome. So if this is your clip and I got it wrong, please do not kill me, okay? But this is cool. Check it out. Now, just because TikTok and YouTube are in boxing matches and supposedly these big wars, I'm not involved in it. I love watching TikTok. They've got a lot of good strangeness, and I can see why they are the runner-up, or at least the direct competitor for YouTube, because the strangeness is out there. And because YouTube, you know, censors us strange channels, we don't get to see the amazing stuff that's out there. Now, TikTok doesn't have the same censoring, so, you know, all of their strange videos are out in the open for anyone to see. And this is the reason why you're capable of just going to TikTok and seeing stuff that you've never seen before that was never featured on YouTube. Hey, that's YouTube's loss, man. They fucked up. Now, I've covered this one before, called it a Dementor. This is an amazing clip, all right? What we are looking at is sky sperm all day. I have no idea, no clue what that thing is, but I have seen it before, have dealt with it, have tried to break it down, and tried to understand it. This is an authentic video. This is not CGI or 3D composures. I'm sorry, composites. What this is insane. I think we're looking at an extremely electrical universe. I am totally on board with Electric Universe at this point. I've just seen so much evidence, you know. And so here we are, more shadows on the chemtrails. They don't make any sense. Chemtrails with shadows above and not below just don't make sense to me. It does not make sense. I can't imagine the Earth reflects that much light, more light than the sun itself, you know, because it would be the sun that is bouncing the light from the Earth. So how is it that the direct source of light is being overpowered by the reflection of light? I don't know. I can't chew or swallow that pill. Now, one thing you learn about me, if you didn't already know it, is that I can't get enough of high-speed videography, high-speed captures, and especially explosions and rocket launches, especially when they're real. Well, even the fake ones look cool, whatever, I'm not gonna lie. Now, what we've got here is a SpaceX rocket launch, supposedly, although we've seen evidence of this technology in our civilization for thousands of years. You're not going to pull the wool over my eye. There's just too many high-speed aircrafts in the sky for that thing to not be. I hope so. It's some sort of trickery. Now, a lot of people tell me that I know nothing about gang stalking, that I've never been gang stalked, that he's a liar. He's a great dude. My helicopters that follow me have guns, assholes. Where's yours? Yes, this is a helicopter that used to prowl us down in Florida. And look at that, an AR-15 sticking right out of the damn window. Now, does that look familiar? I've never seen that on your channel. You will see it on mine. Welcome to Boogeyman Channel, where reality is scarier than fiction. Enjoy. Now, what would a strangeness compilation be without amazing and weird and strange star captures? It wouldn't be. Oh, here's another strange capture. I've caught the W planet again. I don't know if it's a planet. I don't even know if it's a star. It just is strange. Why does it have a Wu-Tang symbol on it? Why is the Wu-Tang putting up fake stars and planets into our sky? When will they ever retire? Ah, Wu-Tang. Wu-Tang. Love them. Big fan. If you're out there, Method Man, please come on the show. Let's freestyle together. Now, this is a crazy star, though. This is a crazy whatever the hell it is in the sky. I don't even know what to call it. Let's call it a lie in the sky. It definitely fits into that category. It's like nothing I've ever seen before, but I did see it again. This is the second capture that I've gotten of it ever. I have no idea why it's a W. No idea. Now, this definitely fits into the family of the buckyball. Yes, notice the wide opening, and notice as it plays that the opening in the center of this buckyball is going to always center itself towards the camera. This is by far some sort of parabolic dish, a reflective lens with a parabolic surface. That is how everyone who looks at it always gets a VIP look at it. Always. I am well aware of the capabilities and the technologies that surround, well, these sorts of lies in the skies. No other reason would fit into why this thing centers itself towards the camera view and the viewer. It just doesn't make any sense. Now, this is another clip that got a little confused. I'm not sure if this is Steve Collins, but I think it is. I just wasn't able to find the original emails that it came out of. So if this is not Steve Collins' clip, please excuse me. But please know that tell me who you are in the comment section. I am definitely going to cover this on a separate video. What we are looking at here is a very bright image of the moon, but I'm glad they did because you can see meteor showers behind and all around this moon. Not only that, but something amazing happens. And one of the meteors actually goes through the moon and it acts just like the focal point of the sun. And when planes fly within that focal point of the sun, how it looks like the sun is made of a gel substance and the moon or the airplane that flies past it makes this splash. Well, the same thing in this clip happens with a meteor. It zips by and makes a splash within the moon. Another amazing thing that Steve caught was that he had caught two meteors crashing into one another just as they were about to crash into the moon. It's absolutely amazing clip, and it definitely deserves a lot of attention. So I am definitely going to cover this in its own video because we got to break this thing down. There are so many meteors that zip by. So pay close attention. They're small, they move fast. I had to slow it down, but I couldn't slow it down too far without putting everybody to sleep. I am going to zoom in here in a second. You're going to see it for yourself. It's amazing.
I love this song.
Now tell me that moon does not look like the inside of a lit up mirror scope. I mean, it even has the outer edges where you can see the light is shining through the moon itself. I don't think we're looking at an Audi. I think we're looking at an Innie, my friend. Oh, yes. That's what the girls used to say to me. Ha! And Beck fell in love. It's all my money. Ha!
Now here we've magnified it by 100%, but we are going to magnify it by another 100% here in just a few seconds. I did want you to take a look at these meteors as they zip by. Two, that is number two. Number three, dude, this is an amazing clip. Seriously, Steve, if you shot this, my hat goes off. But if you weren't the one who shot this, please let me know. Whoever shot this, my hat goes off. This is one of the most amazing clips I've seen in an extremely long time. If you're watching this and you're not thinking, wow, you're a douche. This shit is badass, man. Never have I seen this many meteors transiting the moon. And I am positive they're coming from behind it, not in front of it. So if you're wondering, well, how do we know that it's not coming from behind, or, you know, in front? No, I'm positive they're coming from behind and they're staying behind. Another thing that we see in this clip is that the dark side of the moon is not there, which is something we've all theorized at least once in our lives. And here are these meteors cruising through the dark side of the moon and showing you they are not there. This fits into my multiple moon theory, okay? That there are multiple moons in the sky, at least 12. Watch this.
It takes a little piece of the moon.
Boom. No dark side of the moon, baby. All right? This thing is behind the moon, and it comes through the dark side, and there is no dark side. So, you have learned yet something again amazing here in the Boogeyman Channel, that the moon, there are many of them, probably 12, and what you see is what you get in that nighttime sky. There is no dark side of the moon unless you can see it outlined, okay? And when you see it outlined, that is brand new. That is a brand new moon that has not been in our skies for very long. That's something that I believe the powers that be, one of the world governments, have put up there. China was very honest about putting up a moon simulator, but I believe the United States now needs to be honest that a moon simulator has been in our sky for quite many years, all right? Don't lie to us, Uncle Sam. We're on to you, bitch.
European techno. Oh, we're taking it to a whole new level. Past the ecstasy and the Vicks vapor rub. Oh, I love the discotheque, my friend. Yes. Oh, I could disco all night. All night. Especially from the light of the moon and all the meteorites. Ugh. The god Thor, he looks upon us and shines. Yes. Oh, so much Vicks vapor rub. Oh, what will I do? Ugh. Oh. My pants are see-through now. They're so sweaty. Oh, I'm dancing so hard. I can feel the lust in your eyes. Oh, you look at me so strong. Oh.
And this is our douchebag of the week. I think you know what's about to happen, don't you? But still, pay attention. Know-it-alls. What a jackass.
He's got a paper rub in there. I know it. Oh, he's a smart man. You can dance in pool.
I mean, look at this dude. What a jackass!
I would fuck him. Yes.
And the wifey. Hey, subscribe to the Dot Connector podcast, new on the Boogeyman Channel website, the number 4thewoke.com. That's forthewoke.com. You'll find the podcast library at forthewoke.com/podcast-library. All right? And you'll also find the blog while you're there. Make sure you sign up for the blog and stay up to date with everything, Boogie. That's forthewoke.com/blog. And join the discussion on the Discord chat server. Join the madness, the insanity that is the Discord chat server. It is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Madness. Let's call it strangeness on demand, and you'll find it.
Enough of that guy. Let's do something fun. Let us look at firmament, yes? I just want to take a break, see? I'm not a big fan of Putin. I fuck him. I stayed with him. I don't cheat on him, but I don't like to hear him talk. So, in case you've never seen it before, this would be one of two firmaments. This is what we call the observable universe and the end of said observable universe. Here, you will see a wall of black liquid. I don't want to call it water, even though the Bible called it the waters below. And sometimes it's even above, but it's still considered the waters below. I'm not sure how that works. It doesn't really matter, but what you're looking at here is the vast waterfall coming from the waters above down to the waters below. They all lead into Sheol, the great deep. Oh yes, it's an endless hole. Notice how these ships come and go from the construct. There's no doubt in my mind that these are just holographic projections. They're designed to make you feel like you live in a construct that's much bigger, much more active, and much more free to come and go as you please. But I think we all know the truth. There's no coming and going. There's no coming. There's no going. We are looking at the tips of crystalline structures. The waters below run over. Crystalline structures can only be seen the help of X-ray. Obviously on this night, we were using X-ray as well as infrared. The combination will not only allow you to see it, but it'll even light it up and give a detail like what we're seeing here. The light that you're seeing is the light from the earth. Don't be confused. It is nighttime and this is not the sun. I can't count how many times I show somebody a piece of clip like this and say, oh, is that the sun? Yeah. And it's casting dark shadows on the fucking... I can't even say it with a straight face. Sorry. But notice how these things are running into the stars. They're moving them out of the way. And the reason being is because they're not actually running into the stars themselves as much as they are running into the waters that are running into the star. Now, it said in the Bible that the firmament actually encapsulated the stars. And I do believe that it does. But I also believe that it is a liquid type gel. It's strong enough, probably like an aerogel, strong enough to encapsulate something like stars' light, but not loose enough in order to flow away, if that makes any sense. Now notice how it appears to be flowing away from us and upward, but in reality it's flowing over top of our heads and straight back. It may be hard to picture it here, but now, all they've done is inverted the image. It's still the same thing. I believe they inverted the image to give the perception of, well, you know, that we stick to the bottom of the earth. Sorry, I couldn't say that with a straight face either. It was cute, they tried. Now, the fact that they're running into these things, they're moving, tells me everything I need to know. That these stars are not fixed. They flow as freely as the waters below. But I've done enough research on the construct itself, and I've caught enough of these UFOs to find out that they too are on a regular cycle, just like the weather. A sunny day today will be the same sunny day 100 years from now. The same two-seater UFO will be the same two-seater UFO 100 years from now. I'm laughing, but I'm being dead serious. I really, truly believe that a lot of these UFOs are part of the construct. I mean, if a simulation can kick out something as simple as lightning bolts, simple as a UFO with nobody in it, you know what I'm saying? A lot of these UFOs, they may look big, but they're not. I guarantee that they are probably the size of a Datsun or a Mitsubishi. A little hatchback. Yeah, with a big fat guy in it, going to get his dry cleaning. You know, when I first found this clip, I was doing it because, you know, I was really into UFOs at the time. And I was looking for something that proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that things traveled at light speed. And, you know, I wanted to know more about the stars. I wanted to know how far they really were. This is when I started to kick around different thoughts in my head about, well, what if? What if all of this is just a hologram? Yes, young Andrew, what if? And then it ended up being. It all ended up being. But there was a time when I thought, sort of normal, at least along those lines. Tried to, at least. It wasn't long after that, though. It all fell apart mentally. It really does make me laugh, though, the fact that they just took the same shots and flipped them upside down to make it look like some they were now on the bottom of the earth. Everything's exactly the same, but different. It's upside down. Now, this time on the go around, what I want you to do is I'm going to slow it down, and I want you to concentrate on the black of the nighttime sky, and I want you to realize that a lot of these stars are not only fixed in it, but they are a part of an actual building, and there's streets on those buildings, all right? Dead smack in the middle of this picture, on the bottom, you're going to see two lines of stars. I'm sorry, I wish I could point them out for you, but what we're using right now, StreamYard doesn't allow us to really share our screen, and you can't see our mouse. But smack dab in the middle of the screen at the bottom, you're going to see two lines of straight stars. They both lead into an M, okay? An M shape of stars, okay? That two lines of stars is an actual street. I don't know if it's a street like cars are on it, but it's definitely a street where it's probably more like a runway. There is a clip at the end of this where you can actually see a few of the UFOs running into buildings and crashing. I'm not sure if anyone died, and I really don't care. On the right-hand side of this screen, you're going to see shapes of stars. I'm just calling them stars, but in reality, what they are corners and edges of crystalline structures. I hate that word, fucking crystalline. God, it feels so hippie. But yeah, it's a crystalline structure. It is a structure of really like a dark metal gray. Enoch talked about it in the Book of Enoch. He talked about a lot of the crystalline structures and the throne of the Most High, the kingdom of heaven. Half of it was built out of crystalline. What the hell is crystalline, by the way? Would somebody like to try and chime in on that one? Everybody seems to know the word crystalline. Nobody knows what it actually is.
Everybody's always saying, like, it's crystals.
It's crystalline.
What do you mean? It's not right. It's crystals.
Yeah, it's crystalline.
Oh, you don't know crystalline.
I guess, man. It's low low calorie. I got a call. All right.
Not crystal light.
Actually, in the black of the nighttime sky on the right-hand side, just as you see the light rays from the Earth coming down, you can actually see an actual edge in the black of the nighttime sky. How would you describe that, Beck? On either side of that straight line that's going horizontal across the picture, just on the right-hand side, closer to the top than the bottom, you can actually see on either side of it that there is a string of stars or lights that are obviously grabbing this thing. Go ahead.
No, what were you going to say?
No, we tried it yesterday, remember? Oh. It didn't work. Oh. Yeah, we couldn't get it to share the screen. Yeah, we will. Anyway, so on the right-hand side, a little bit closer to the top, there is a bar. You can see the line going across it. On either side of it, you can actually see that it's tied in to a string of stars, two strings of stars, like Christmas lights. It's so sad. These people skimped out when it came to the construct and, you know, spending the big money in order to get the good stuff. I mean, they really went to the dollar store to get these strings of fucking lights. And you can't even make this shit up. This is exactly what it is. If you don't believe me, we can go to a, what's that called? Sky survey. And I'll prove it to you time and time again. These string lights are literally tied into everything. You can see the space elevator. It's tied to the back wall. You can see that every star is there so that they don't drop off the, rafters. I mean, it is just some sad shit, man. They just don't care. I'm not busted on God because I don't think God had anything to do with the destruction and the remaking and the rebuilding of this stuff.
The crystalline.
I think God probably made a very perfect structure. And it was when mankind got involved in all this in order to hide it from other men and other women and try to be the kings of the earth. That is when the ego went to their head and they start to skimp out on the price and the quality of everything that God had made and they had destroyed. That was really cool. Now, here we go. Keep your eye on these guys as they're going across. You're going to see that they weave in and out, not only of the waters below, but they also, this area is also called dark waters. You may have read in the Bible that God had said, do not pray to anyone in dark waters. Do not believe their lies and do not associate with them. But of course, we now know that NASA is buddy-buddy with them. Not only buddy-buddy, they are probably worshiping them. There is talk that NASA is going to try and start a one world religion. And it is going to be, there's a lot of talk that it's going to be an antichrist, but there's also going to be a lot of talk that it is an ancient God, an old God, one even before Yahweh. All right. And when you go back that far, I mean, it's not going to be very easy to, fact check. You know what I'm saying? There's probably going to be like one book that's still in existence and they're going to be the owners of it. It was probably all in the Library of Alexandria when it burned down in Egypt. Now, this is one of my favorite ones as it comes out of the wall, the back wall, like a cash register. Look at that. That's awesome. Just like a cash register. You gotta love it. Now, you can see the one at the top. He's weaving in and out. And he is gating, man. He is out the damn door. It is just a beautiful thing. Now, again, a lot of times you can see that they actually run into the water, make a wake, make a splash, explode the water all over the back wall. And other times they're just streaming through it like it is absolutely nothing. Now, don't pay attention to them. Look at the stars. As they hit about half mast on the picture, you're going to see some stars fall out of the sky and go downward. When they go downward, those are the ones that you want to watch. There's a guy, he is 3/4 of the way down right now, and he's still falling farther down. You can actually see him land on a few ledges as he's going down. And that's how we know, you know, some more of the parts, some more of the details of what we're looking at. There's a few parts of these where you can actually see that the water that they are going through couldn't be more than like 5 feet deep, honestly. This is a really good shot of the city that they're flying over. We are most definitely over top of a ginormous city right now. I would say that the city is probably about the size of Manhattan, because this is exactly what Manhattan looks like from a helicopter. I mean, just like it. You can even see the windows. You can see the safety lights. The only thing that I wish they had was other colored lights. They're all white. You know what I'm saying? Look at that, though. You can see all of the skyscrapers. You can see, I don't know why, but it looks like they put a lot of faces on the front of their buildings. I'm not sure why they would do that, but it seems like a lot of these entities love art, and I guess the love that they get from it and the feeling that they get from it. But about 3/4 off to the left, he is in the third. If we are doing the rule of thirds, he is in the first third on the left-hand side, and it is a big entity, and he is looking down on the buildings. That is a big motherfucker, and he is holding something that looks a lot like the B-2 stealth bomber. The only thing different about it is it's got two string lights coming from the bottom of it that make it look like chicken legs. And that damn thing, I'm not going to lie to you, looks just as cheap as the string lights they had holding up the fucking... I can't stand with a straight face. Some sad shit, man, just to know that somebody actually tied in the space elevator with some fucking string lights from their Christmas tree. So if you guys ever wanted to know what happened to that Christmas, those Christmas string lights that you threw away because one bulb was out, they made it to dark waters. They made it to the waters below, and they are now holding in the space elevator. Thank you very much for your donation.
So, like, if one goes out, it's going to be a pack of them on this thing.
Well, that's the way it used to be back in the 80s, but now we have rectified that issue by doing independent lighting on each one. They are now all LED instead of... I don't know what they were before. Now, look at that stream of light coming off the earth. That, my friends, is light that is traveling through water, and that water is rippling. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That is not light coming from the oceans on earth. That is light coming from the oceans that are floating above earth, okay? That is called the waters above, and that is what we're looking at. There is... no conversation to be had there. I am 100% positive about the waters above now. I have been spending the last few weeks on it, and I have been raping that information, and it is now in my train of thought. It is now fact, and I'm not going to get into arguments about it, not even going to get into conversations. If people want to talk about it, they have to watch the podcast first. At least give me that much respect. That's the one thing I always hate about a lot of people, is that they refuse to do any research before wanting to argue with you.
Just to argue.
Yeah, and you're like, okay, when was seriously the last time you've been on a telescope or in an astronomy class outside of high school or middle school? No, that was pretty much it. Okay, well then, this is going to be a lot of fun. Because shit has really changed since the 80s, guy.
Just because they don't believe it.
If somebody is unaware of something, then it must be wrong.
Yeah.
Because they are unaware of it.
Because they never heard of it.
That's right. I've never heard of it, so it must be wrong. And you are a dumbass.
You're a dumbass.
That's right, man. You must be on meth because I never heard about it.
Yeah.
You're crazy. Okay.
That's always the first.
That's the first thing they say.
Oh, no. Lately, you haven't been
doing it. No, we haven't been getting a lot of trolls lately.
Nice.
It is nice. It's a good break.
Yeah.
I always appreciate when I'll even take unappreciated as long as they just stay the fuck away. All right, let's get back to our other video.
Else but borderline insanity. We hope to see you guys all there. Join us.
It just came out of her ear. Okay. Oh, this is a fun one. You're going to like this one.
It's Strangeness on Demand, and you'll find it.
The next one that we are watching is called The Plane Maker. This is all about holographic projections of the clouds above our heads, in front of our eyes, and you would be shocked at how quickly it happens and how often. So sit back, relax, take your pants off, get yourself some popcorn and a honey, because we're about to do this thing. No, I've got it on mute. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
He thought it was on mute.
Projected planes. We've seen.
Oh, here we go.
Now, we've seen.
All right. So what we're doing is we're starting out with the world famous holographic Scottie Pippen. This is the time that one of the clouds turned into Scottie Pippen. That's right. The point guard for the 1996. What is it? Would they win four championships?
Fake planes. Holographic projected planes. We've seen tons of them throughout the YouTube community, but have we ever seen them being created? Well, until now, you haven't. Guys, what I've got for you today is a clip that clearly shows a 3D holographic plane not only being created, but then a cloud that transforms into a human face and swallows it. That's right.
If you haven't
gotten your spoonful of strange today, prepare yourself, because Andrew got something for you, baby. The boogeyman has got that strangeness for you, baby.
Ooh.
And I'm about to blow your damn mind. Now watch this clip.
So I guess it's got to be Scottie Pippen. I mean, there's a dead hooker on the floor. Wasn't he? Oh, I guess they're having sex, too.
There he is.
That's me moving like that. But why is it that I was moving it like that? And somehow it all fit together. It seems like, well, I made them do the nasty. Now, that plane just came out of her ear, okay? And that was a drone that came out of nowhere, which is probably... holographically projecting the lies in the skies, that fake plane. Now watch what happens. He eats the plane. Ah! Just as he oh, Jordan, I want to be like Mike. And with Mike.
There he is, Scottie Pippen, everyone. Thank you.
Watch this thing and a little bit faster of a speed. What I want you to see is, I want you to take notice to the huge cloud on the right where the holographic plane is headed. Notice that it's shapeless. Notice that it doesn't make any sort of face at first. Now, as we watch this a little faster, what you see is this amazing cloud quickly takes shape into a human face. Honestly, if I had to pick a face, I would say Scottie Pippen.
Scottie Pippen.
This face looks like the profile of Scottie Pippen.
Sure
just
does.
In time to swallow the holographic plane.
You just spit it out. Good job, Scottie. Scottie's banging that ass. Look.
I swear I did not plan for this thing to really look like they're having sex. I just, maybe subconsciously I had it on my mind. Oh, that's a possibility.
Now, what I want you to notice is the hooker that Scottie Pippen's having sex with, which is the cloud that appears to be laying down and also looks like another male. If you see the dark area on the back of her neck, you will notice if you really stare at it and concentrate that it is an open door. What we are looking at is something I like to call the aircraft carrier clouds. We are on top of a big occulter pad. These have been in our government for a very long time. Since the 1970s, they've been working on this technology in order to have a very flight-induced drone. It is a very big drone. It runs off the same technology as drones. It's really just multiple propellers, or at least propulsion systems. That's the way you can always pick them out, because they will have the same sort of inconsistencies in the cloud, but their inconsistencies will be consistent, if that makes any sense. You will see these holes in the clouds, but they will lay on perfect sides across from each other. That is how you know that that is the propulsion system for that actual vehicle, which is in a cloud. If you do not believe me, I feel bad for you because I have tons of footage on it and I've been showing it for years. That's okay. Again, if you are guilty of thinking something doesn't exist just because you don't know about it, oh baby, daddy's got news for you, but let's just keep watching.
Now this time we're gonna watch this clip in reverse and forward, but we're gonna watch it at half the speed. I want you guys to see this plane not only take shape, but venture into the really crazy face that gets formed out of the cloud, just like I'm telling you guys. But what's very, very important is that we notice that there is no place on the left-hand side of the screen where this plane could have possibly come from.
It sure isn't.
So after I play these very select clips in forward and in reverse at 50% speed, then we're gonna watch the entire clip. Yes, the entire clip, the whole 2 minutes. We're gonna watch it forward and then and again in reverse, all right? I want everyone to see what I'm looking at here. I want there to be no stone unturned, no question unanswered, all right, guys? I know that I'm really bad at showing everything there is to show. So this time I'm going to show everything there is to be shown, whether you like it or not. Because I'm so tired of these damn trolls trying to find little holes in every theory. So this time I am going to bore you with semantics, guys. All right. And this is your buddy, Andrew. If you made it this far, you can keep going. I know you can do it. Mickey loves you, kid. Come on, Rocky. Keep on going. Watch that entire thing, guys. Thank you so much for watching. If you haven't done...
The one thing I noticed today, we were looking at a sky survey, and we were looking at the different types of... what are those called? Layers. Base layers. So we were looking at different base layers, and these base layers could be anything you want. It could be like infrared. It could be X-ray. It could be H-alpha. It could be all sorts of different filters and different gels in order to perfect the image that you're trying to get. They're called base image layers, okay? And you'll find them at observatories. That is exactly what you're doing. So you'll pick the base image layer that you like. You'll put it onto the image. And that is how you do your sky surveys, right? So I was doing all sorts of really cool base image layers, and I was getting them perfected. I was seeing that, you know, all the stars were tethered. I was seeing that, hell, even the stars in the Northern Hemisphere were on these things that looked a lot like ceiling fans, and they were going around Polaris, but they weren't going around in the manner that we always thought they did. They weren't free floating in space. They were actually on an actual turnstile. And I'll show that to you a little later, because I know that's probably a big jagged pill for you to swallow. But all these entities in the clouds, the ones we're looking at right now, the one that Scottie Pippen's having sex with right in front of us, notice that she or he is a cyclops. She only has one eye. The funny thing is, though, is that she or he looks a lot like these entities that I was seeing with this specific base image layer. Again, it's something that we can review if you want to, or if you're not that interested, then join my club. But notice again that the door on the back of her neck is swinging widely open. And we just saw another drone kick up and down. Those drones live here in these clouds. They are like the little buddies to these aircraft carrier clouds and these humongoid starships that are just on it, constantly in the clouds, using the clouds as cloaking obfuscating systems. It's just a wild world out there,
holy
man.
Her skull and her eyes are popping out. No, her I'm going to say it. You know, there was a time where I felt kind of skilled in the bedroom. Not that skilled. Jeez, oiks. Look at her, though. Her face is deforming. He knocked the beauty right out of her ass. Hey-oh. And now she's a cyclops.
Yeah, oh, right.
A beauty queen.
Someone closed the door on the back of her neck. It was weird when the video first started. Oh, okay, good. Now we can talk about something I want to talk about. Now, this is from one of my favorite videos that I did, shooting the dome, all right? The first thing we're looking at is the sun simulator and an entity that's riding on the back of it. I have always been inclined to saying that this entity and these multiple entities that are on the back of the sun simulator, they must be really big, because I want to give at least the sun credit for that, okay? I'm not saying that the sun is ginormously huge, especially not the sun simulator. I don't believe that it's 82 million miles away either, obviously, because we are catching it with clouds behind it and crystalline structures and multiple entities riding on the back. I'm sure you can see that. Now, we are going to be switching between different dimensions right now, okay? And when we do, the rider is going to change on the back. And that red planet on the left-hand side over there, sometimes it's going to have a body and legs attached to it. Other times it's just going to be the planet of Nibiru floating freely. Sometimes there is going to be, in certain dimensions that we're going to look at, there is going to be a giant laser in between Nibiru and the rider and the sun simulator, okay? Now, I would like to say that on some of those times, that if Nibiru is just sitting there waiting for its instructions, well, I think it's probably on their side. You know, it might be a technology like a lot of things. This little guy right here, the guy that looks like a really freakazoid insane clown posse member. What are those guys called? The insane clown? No, but the clown kids. What are they called? Clown tards or something. I don't know. Whatever. Well, notice that he's an actual breathing entity, right? He's got heartbeat and, you know, he's wearing shoes and shit, right? Other times he is just a ball of light, okay? So again, every time we switch dimensions, it may look drastically different. Sometimes it looks exactly the same and only one thing's different. But notice how he is in a crystalline structure now, or crystalline ride. Ooh, what was that ugly thing? Damn. Sorry. Oh, I went back too far. Damn. All right. Anyway, we'll just let it ride. There was just an entity that I really wanted to get another look at because, man, that puppy was ugly. But notice how he just climbed into like a crystalline robot. All right, this guy. What the hell is that guy? Woo. Man, he's a looker. He's like Mr. Burns, huh? Jeez, noise. Dude, I have not looked at half of these images in a long time. This is beautiful stuff. Now, anytime you're shooting the dome, in case you didn't know, in case you haven't shot the dome before, if you see a rainbow glint like what we're looking at here on the right-hand side, that is what you want to go after. That is what you want to try and adjust your focus on and step into and really work the magic of that focus. And by working the magic, what I'm saying is get it in focus and then start to step into that focus by literally stepping forward or stepping out of that focus by literally stepping backwards. And you will notice that every time you take a step forward or step back, you aren't, you know, you are not only just changing the focus, you are going to be changing the dimension. You are going to be stepping in and out of different dimensions. And like I said, sometimes those dimensions are going to be drastically different. Sometimes they are just going to be very minuscule. Now, anytime you see one of these rainbow glints, usually the reason is because these things are some sort of obfuscating system, or they are something that is being obfuscated. The reason I say that is because they are being taken into a visual spectrum that is outside of our visual spectrum, all right? Now, I don't know if you just caught that, but notice how this wall of rainbow for a split second and in another dimension actually turns into a little house, a little shack, and it's got you know, some people beside it. That would be a perfect example of a different dimension and it being not so drastically different, but at the same time, very different. Now, here it is. You can still see the rainbow sheet, right? Now, instead of it being a big wall of rainbow, it is two little shacks, and you can see that it is some sort of drunk blonde passed out on her back. I don't know if she was date raped or what, but she is laying right really fucking weird, all right? Nothing is easy when you are just, you have the capabilities of jumping through dimensions. Luckily, we only have the capabilities of looking at it and not actually jumping through them. Man, I'm ripping through these images quick. I really want to see them a little slower. I really didn't mean to go this fast on him. All right. What this is an occulter pad. This is a really important picture because this is a really good shot of it. For the longest time, I had no idea what we were actually looking at. I thought we were looking at some sort of DJ on a DJ booth.
Oh, that's right.
All right. So what we are looking at is the actual occulter pad that holds the sun simulator or the moon simulator. Yeah. So yesterday when I was showing this, this big ball looking thing, the thing that looks like a giant eyeball underneath it, that is a big lensing system that will magnify the actual sun simulator itself. The guy that kind of looks like a bird on the top left-hand side, he is, I don't know. He's like, he was the guy that, remember yesterday when we were looking at a different version of this, he was working some sort of light, almost like a laser of sorts, right? And he was lighting up other light sources with that laser that he was projecting and working, right? Ooh, look at these crazy guys. Man, you never get tired of the shit that you catch on here because it always seems to be insane. You definitely get your creative juices flowing. Now, that wall of rainbow glint is actually going to start turning into a bunch of entities. These entities are going to tell a story. Not vocally, but physically. They are going to tell us a story. They always do. That story is always interesting, and it always somehow shows us how something really important and something really ancient has come to pass. Whether it be why the crucifix is in the shape of a cross, or, you know, why, say, the Illuminati covers their left eye, you know, as a sort of a symbol of, you know, what they're doing and what they're going after. Which actually just happened the other day. We found out why the Illuminati covers one eye, and we found out what the Freemasons are actually after, what their big secret is. And that is something I can't wait to share with you guys. But I want to make sure that this, you know, everything's airtight. I want to make sure I'm not getting killed either. That'd be nice. All right, so this is another dome shot. I grabbed a few. I put them together. I played them in fast forward because I don't want to sit around and watch a bunch of blue in the sky sometimes on the dome. I don't want it to be depressing. Actually, let me fast forward it a little bit. Let me hit that pause button there too. Does it scrub? No, it doesn't scrub. Go figure. And plus, I want to hear some music. So, if you are not familiar with the dome, if you have not shot the dome before, I urge you to go to our website, the number 4, thewoke.com. That is forthewoke.com. On the right-hand side, the right-hand sidebar, in our blog, you are going to see three links, three different images. One is going to say dome. One is going to say mirror, 5X mirror. And the third one is going to say black plastic bowl. Now, the two, the dome and the mirror, are mandatory. You definitely have to own those two things in order to shoot the dome. You do not have to have the black plastic bowl in order to shoot the dome. I want to be clear about that. That is optional. But if you are new to shooting the dome, I suggest that you get the black plastic bowl, or at least you, if you have one in your, you know, if you already have one in your possession, use it, because it really is good for training your eye and knowing what not to shoot versus what to shoot, okay? It's really good that you cut down on horizon noise and that you only shoot from the top of the dome and not the sides. This is something I'd like to walk a lot of you guys through if I could. We could do a private, you know, dome 101 session on the, maybe we could do it tomorrow if you guys are free. I want you guys to understand, shooting the dome honestly changed my life. It really does give you something amazing to do and to be a part of. It brings a lot of cool people together. It brings a lot of love together. And it brings a lot of real intelligence together and knowledge. I got to talk to people about things I would never have talked about ever in my life. Same with this channel. You know what I mean? I would have never gotten an opportunity in order to talk about certain things that we talk about on this channel with anyone else in broad daylight. You know what I'm saying? What are you looking at? Oh, what time is it?
I put the link in the chat.
Oh, okay. In case you guys didn't hear, Beck just said she put the link to our website, our blog, in the chat. Sorry, we're all eating chocolate over here. Let me fast forward this a little bit. Sorry, guys. We are doing this off the hip today. I don't care. This is very unprofessional, and that's the way we're going to keep it today. Very unprofessional and relaxed. Now, we are going to slowly move into something that I've been dying to show you guys recently. I caught something that I am 100% positive it is what I'm going to describe it as. I caught another dump, another deep underground, I don't want to call it a military base, but I caught another base. This base that I caught this time is something much more interesting, and it's something that is much more non-governmental, all right? These entities that own this base or that run this base and hang out in it, I don't believe that these people are, they're not human. They're not from this earth, but they inhabit it now along with us. They live side by side with us, and I believe that they've been here longer than us even. And I wanted to get everyone else's opinion on this. I wanted to see what you guys saw. I want to see if you guys think I'm just crazy or if you are seeing the same exact thing I'm seeing, because there is something special about what I'm seeing. But before we get to that, I want to point this out. This is a 5-watt laser. All right. And what you're seeing is that laser is going behind the moon. Okay. Literally behind it. You can see a shadow is casting from the moon onto the blue laser itself. So if anyone says that you cannot hit the moon with a laser from your backyard, you can tell them you've actually seen it yourself. It is true. And I didn't even need a telescope in order to see it. I mean, my God, it's just right there. It's kind of sad. I thought I was going to have to do this big, huge, I thought I was going to have to do this big, huge experiment and was going to have to get all professional and bust out the big telescopes and do all of this professional measuring and whatnot. But honestly, it took me 5 minutes and I really felt bad about it. Now, I want you guys to take a look at these mission patches on the right-hand side here. First off, that's not a dog. What the fuck is that? This guy right here, that's not a dog.
Like a cat.
No, they're in the International Space Station for one. So there are no pets allowed. That's just one thing. Second off, they've been doing this a lot where they will put entities right in front of your face in hopes that you don't see it. They assume you're not going to see it. And most of the time you don't. And even when you do, you probably argue with yourself and tell yourself that, no, that's not what it is. I'm just crazy. Anyway, so these mission patches that you're seeing on the right-hand side, every one of them that you can actually make out, if you can make it out, will tell you a story about something that you're going to see in the sky one day or another. All of it is part of the simulation. All of it is what makes our Earth in the Goldilocks zone. It is also what hides the true shape of the Earth, the true function of the Earth, and the true makeup and model of the Earth. And by that, I mean, there is an official NASA release. It is one of the first things I ever read on the NASA blog. And it was about fularene molecules. It was about fularene Buckminster molecules, a.k.a. Buckyballs, all right? Where they called Buckyballs the first naturally occurring nanotechnology within our universe. Now, break that sentence down, if you will. The first naturally occurring nanotechnology in our universe. That either means, or two, we don't live in a fucking natural universe. How is that fucking possible? You can't possibly have a naturally occurring nanotechnology within your universe, unless your universe is not naturally occurring. Okay. And so that is when I started to go down this holographic universe theory. And when I did, everything started to make more sense.
And when I started to run into little tidbits like this, little elbows, little assistance from the powers that be, they are showing you this because they want you to see it. Because the powers that be have got to do truth in plain sight. They've got to tell you the truth, but it doesn't have to actually come out of their mouth. Okay? Showing you is just as good as telling you, even though when they're showing you something, they're telling you something else. Now, when they're telling you that something else, it can't be a lie. It can't be, oh, I'm showing you Becky, but her name is actually Jen. They can't lie to you, but they can show you Becky and tell you a story about Jen at the same time. Because you're hearing that story about Jen, you think it's actually about Becky, if that makes any sense. So that is truth in plain sight, where here's Becky, but I'm talking about Jen currently, even though I haven't made any introductions. I want you to assume that the person we're talking to now, or at least standing in front of, must be Jen, because that's who we're talking about. And we're standing in front of Becky. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's how you do truth in plain sight.
I see.
But if we were to stand in front of Becky and they just came out and said, no, no, this isn't Becky, this is Jen, that's when they just broke the rule. Okay? You know what I'm saying? This is all a big game. There are rules to that game. And once you understand how those rules are laid out, you will do so much better at it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It will start to make sense. Now, you might not start to make sense. You might start to sound like Boogie and start to act really crazy and sound crazy. But somehow, even though I sound crazy, I'm still building in my knowledge. I don't know how it's possible, man. Anyways, keep going. But if you can try to gather some of this mission patch stuff, keep it in your mind, in the back of your mind, sooner or later, you will find something that matches one of the shapes on these mission patches, and you'll be like, holy shit, where did I see that at? Damn it. Now I can't remember. Now, welcome to the throne of the Most High. This is the top of the world. This is the top of the construct. It doesn't go any higher. This is where the Creator sits. Now, me saying that and what you're about to see aren't going to match up. Now, remember, I'm not one of the powers that be. So I don't know if the person that's sitting here is a hologram. I don't know if they're flesh and blood. But I will tell you that the person you think is the Creator is not the person who's sitting at this fucking desk. Okay? That I can guarantee you. The person who's sitting at this desk is Lucifer. 100%. Okay? Now, how you want to gather that is up to you. I have entered this with a clean slate. I have no predeterminations. I have no expectations. And I don't give two shits about who the Creator is. Okay? I can respect whoever the Creator is, no matter who they are, because I have not come in here hating anyone. I've been taught to hate someone, but he hasn't done anything personally to me, so I'm not going to go and bust his balls when I haven't even met him. You know what I'm saying? But the one thing I will tell you is happening right in front of your face, and it's going to happen even worse, is that you are going to see holographic projections of planets. Those planets are the same ones that you're going to see if you look through a telescope up here in this area. Okay? There's a good reason for that. Those planets are fucking fake, all right? And they're being holographically projected, and this is the area that it comes from, and that is the light source, okay? If that is the sun, there's no fucking way it would be this damn dark, you know what I'm saying? Which doesn't make a lot of sense. So this light source right here must be a star, or it must be being passed off as a star to people that are on or underneath the holographic canopy, because what's underneath us is not the earth, not right away. What's underneath us right now, what's under our feet, is the holographic canopy, which essentially is nothing more than the waters above and the firmament, at least one of two of them. Remember, there's two firmaments. It's the one that encapsulates all of us, and then the one that just, and that is the holographic canopy, the one that rolls out like a scroll over top of our head that we have fallen in love with and called the sky. This is where you would catch your ride to a place called Asgard. Asgard is 12 different heavens tied into one. It is called mythological. It is from Greek mythology, but there is nothing about it that's fake. There's nothing about any of the gods that run that construct that are fake. Right now, because the light is at the right area, you should see at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe 6 entities. Now, those entities, I believe, are all one person. That one person is called the Elohim. The Elohim is a plural term in Hebrew, meaning magistrates of the Almighty, but not the Almighty himself. I believe it is called that because it's more like a multiple personality disorder. Okay. Because I noticed that anytime you see one of these people, you see all of these people. Okay. Now, separately, I don't know who they are, but together, they make up the Elohim, at least a lot of them. I call them the men with many faces. I believe that they are legitimately some of the children of Lilith. Lilith has a lot of children, and even more if you count all the faces they can, you know, switch into. Take a look off to the right-hand side. Right there is Jupiter. See it? Bam. Sorry. It's just, all right. Now tell me that's not Jupiter right there in front of your face to the right-hand side. Does that not look like Jupiter, Beck?
It does.
It certainly does. It even has the same stripes, the same color tones, everything. Notice how it is sitting in the cup. It's sitting in the Holy Grail too. You know, I hate to bring this up, but in astrotheology, Jupiter is the king. Jupiter is Jesus Christ, basically, in astrotheology. This is why it would be seen with the cup. Okay, the cup, the Lord of Lords. Or this is kind of strange that you can see the two together, but it makes a lot of sense if you handle the Bible in terms of astrotheology instead of just straight theology. Okay, so Saturn is about to be swinging by here if it didn't just do it.
Sorry about that. Wow, it looks like I might have picked up right at the right time, though. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Guys, I forgot that this video was just about to go off. I was like, hello. But anyway, seems like a good place to stop. Unless you wanted me just to play some videos for you guys. I've got tons of them. And
sorry, I don't know who gave that guy a microphone. Anyway, I don't know why he just jumped on. Actually, it is kind of a good place to stop, though, to be honest. I'm a little tired tonight. Guys, we are going to go live tomorrow. We had some computer malfunctions today. So, I don't know. We were going to cut it a little short today and then just try it again tomorrow with a fresh head. And there, that's the one. There you go. Hey, so in case you guys haven't met the baby, let me be the first to introduce you to the new baby. This is the new chilling child. His name is London, but we're not quite sure about that yet. He's got a ginormous head. He is like the real-life Stewie Griffin.
Yeah.
Look at his new shirt. You look like you're choking him.
No, his head won't stay up. Look, his head won't stay up.
It sure won't. You're so rubbery. Pick your head up, bud. So, everyone, meet London. London, everyone.
London.
You're all right, Bugs. You're tired today.
Tired.
We have ran him out all day. He's on a two-hour cycle. Every 2 hours, we take him to go pee and poo. Then we run him around 10 laps, you know, that kind of thing. We make him run. We make him wear himself out. Really, all we're doing is wearing ourselves out. Show him how he gets when you hold him by just his head. He becomes like a paraplegic. He just locks up. I love that. He's so chill when you do that. Anyway, guys, I'm Boogie. This is Beck. This has been another episode of Dot Connector Podcast. It is Saturday night, and we will be back on Sunday for a special edition. We will throw together something amazing, and we will not be late this time. I might even wear pants because it's a special edition.
He's not wearing pants.
He's not. You are adorable, dude. You know what? If you're lucky, we'll do a drawing. Person who wins gets to take a bite out of the doggy. He's adorable. He'll grow back. Don't worry about it. Guys, we love you. Thanks for joining us. Bye. We'll see you later.